Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Kelly, Dima, full crew. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove this afternoon. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place to take your family for a wonderful meal or cater your next special event. Give them a call at Dickey's. Don't forget about our podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Hey, we're glad to be with you today. We're going to be listening to an interview Kelly did later in the show with Kobe Montgomery as we get ready for basketball tonight. And who better to bring on the show with both men and women in action today than Lee Roberts, who does the home play-by-play calls on ESPN+. Plus. He'll be on the call tonight when the men take on Louisiana Monroe at 7 o'clock. Lee, Happy New Year. Welcome back on the program.
Hey, Happy New Year to you guys as well. I was telling you earlier, it's hard to believe that it's already 2025, man. Time does fly indeed. But, yeah, glad to be back on with you guys.
Well, let me tell you that the new year has done nothing to improve the behavior of Kelly. And I know that
probably comes as no surprise. We wouldn't expect anything less.
No, we wouldn't. But he's turned over a new leaf. He's going to be working out, playing pickleball with you. Eating a healthy diet and just dedicating himself to good health.
And living in a van down by the river.
Yeah, right. That's more like it.
Hey, prosperous new year indeed, right?
Yeah, no question. All right, Lee, you'll be on the call tonight. The men take on Louisiana Monroe. I think the men are 6-8 on the season. It seems to us, and you obviously see them all the time, but it seems to me that right now the biggest thing plaguing the team is a lack of a big guy in the paint, a lack of a paint presence, and a lot of times they're playing 4 and 5 guards. Do you observe the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we had, you know, Southern Miss has a couple big guys. One is out with an injury. Another, Lee Biot, just really doesn't get the opportunity to play a whole lot. But I mean, it's guys like Gordon, it's Watson, it's Harris. It's those guys that have to play underneath. And, you know, Harris is a guy, I think, that plays outside. He plays inside, kind of does a little bit of everything. But, yeah, when you match up against a 6'11", 7-foot guy, I mean, you're going to be really at a disadvantage. And, yes, I think that's where, you know, we really have faltered. Not to mention that Alvarez has been out with injury last game or so, and then obviously the opportunity to get Curbelo back has really sparked things. But, yeah, this is a team. They won their first conference game against Marshall, but then has dropped 2 road games. For whatever reason, it's a team that plays really well at home, only 1 home loss this season. So looking for them to pick back up where they left off here tonight.
Got any word when Alvarez may be back on the floor, Lee? Have you heard anything?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. So, you know, I'll kind of look tonight just to kind of see, you know, as everyone else does. But, yeah, I have not gotten any word yet on Alvarez.
Well, part of the problem, Lee, it seems to me, too, is that, and you've seen this in football, when you played, consistency. I mean, when you're looking up and the right and left guard are different every week, you know, that's, in put it in football perspective, but in basketball, you know, you got Curbelo back, but then Nefta goes down, Nefta's in, Curbelo's out. I mean, you've never seemingly had the same 5 or 6 guys available because of sickness or injuries.
No, I agree. I mean, and then 2 games ago, Harris, you know, he wasn't very productive.
Well, he had the flu.
He played you know, only got 5 points against James Madison, but then against Old Dominion, yeah, he came down, wasn't able to play at all. I think it was kind of a late substitution as far as the starters. And, you know, Brewer Cruz, the freshman, gets a start. So, you know, a lot of things are kind of going against you, you know, when you have to start a freshman. You know, obviously Cruz, a very talented guy. But, yeah, inserted really, I think, a little earlier than anybody really wanted him to as far as in that role. But, yeah, when you're healthy, when Harris is out there, when Neft is out there, when Curbelo is out there, I think we can play with pretty much anybody in the conference. But, yeah, the difference in the lineups each and every game has definitely been something that's been difficult.
The importance of winning tonight cannot be underlined too many times, because if you lose to Monroe, it seems to me like you'd be giving two back to the field.
No, I agree. I mean, this is a Monroe team that hasn't played very good. I mean, they've got experience, but just, you know, they're just 4-12 on the year, 0-3 in the conference. And, yeah, so this is, again, a series that Southern Miss has dominated as well. And you've got to pick this one up and then, you know, come into Saturday against Texas State 2-2 in the conference. You've got to look to that indeed.
Lee, when you look at what this win, these next two games for Southern Miss would do for the record, you know, if they get to 8-9, they're a game under 100, but they're also sitting there with only a couple of conference losses, you're back to 500 in the league. I mean, that to me would be very key to get kind of change the direction of the season, especially going into the rest of conference play before a four-game road swing.
Well, I mean, again, I think this is a team that usually takes care of, you know, wins and losses at home. I mean, they've got an opportunity tonight to beat a ULM team. Again, they play really, really strong at home. And, yeah, so if they could pick up these wins tonight and Saturday, that'd be huge as far as taking them, you know, into a stretch where they play four straight road games. And not going to be an easy stretch indeed. So, yeah, two wins, if they could pick up tonight and Saturday, would be huge on their record. And really that boost that they may need, and two, to try to get some more guys healthy.
Hey, Lee, I never thought, I mean, I knew Denaje Harris was good, but I never thought he would have the type of season that he has having. He has been a stud. How would you describe Denaje Harris and his role on this team and the importance to him on this team?
I mean, he is very important, and getting him back has been huge. And, yeah, he's worked in the off season to really develop some certain parts of his game. I mean, in the paint, he's as good as anybody can be. He can dribble, he can move. He's very athletic. He's been able to shoot some outside as well. He basically is going to be the way this team goes, is how Denaje plays. And, you know, unfortunately the last two games, like we just mentioned, he was sick and then only had 5 points. But yeah, a couple games where he had a 20-20 rebound game, a night where he had a 30 point game. The guys just really excelled more than I think anybody's expectations, and I can't wait to see really what the next few games hold for this young man.
And you guys, I throw this out to all of us. You know, we talked about before the season starting, if you have Alvarez and Curbelo healthy in the backcourt, how good this team could be. But the way that this season has progressed, it seems to me Denaje Harris, if he goes down, you're up a well-known creek. If you don't have Denaje Harris, he's the one that's make or break in this team at this point.
I agree. I think that's a great way to look at it, and especially with what Bob was saying about the lack of a big guy presence, he's kind of taken that into his own way. If he was off the court, this team would be in a lot of trouble. What would you say about that, Lee?
No, I agree. I mean, you do have playmakers like Kobe Montgomery. You've got guys like, you know, D. Gordon, you know, Watson. But yeah, when Harris is not healthy, and it's a team that I think will struggle. I just don't think you have any one person that will pick up where he has been able to leave off. So, yeah, he's a guy that's got to be on the court and doing big things for this team to be successful.
Hey, Lee, we want to hold you over if you've got time, talk a little football with you. But before we get to the break, we've got about a minute and a half left. You also do the home play-by-play for the women, and it almost seems like the women's dilemma is the opposite of the men's. They have a great post player, but they have not been able to replace Dominique Davis, which is hard to replace. And so everybody just collapses on Malia Grayson and makes it difficult for her to play a full game without being in foul trouble, et cetera. Kind of an opposite story, isn't it?
No, I think so. I mean, they do have Trinity Rowe, who's really played extremely well. She's a freshman. She was Miss Kentucky basketball. And, you know, she's coming off a game a couple games ago where she had 25 points. So she can really light it up as well. They have another guard, Bree Sutton, that was injured, and you could tell a difference when she went down. She was that senior leader. But indeed, Malia Grayson, she's the heart and soul of this team. You don't see players really come to one school and stay their whole career, and she is one of those, and she bleeds black and gold, and I know Southern Miss is glad to have her.
She's a wonderful kid. I mean, I've had the privilege of getting to know her some, and as good as she is on the court, she's just that good off the court too, isn't she?
No, I agree. And, you know, just being a Hattiesburg native as well, played at Hattiesburg High School, and an opportunity to go play college in your hometown, that's got to be really special, where your friends and family can come. And, yeah, she is a very special young lady and just a great kid too.
Now, so, I know you don't have any experience with this sport, but can you stick around through the break and talk some football with us on the other side?
Now, what sport is that again? I'm sorry.
Football. Football.
Yeah, but
football. Let's do it. There's a lot of excitement around football right now.
But what does Lee Roberts know about Marshall football, though?
No, I don't know.
More with Lee Roberts right on the other side of this Super Talk Eagle Hour break. Stay with me.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, where you get all your Southern Miss apparel. Tell Miss Kathleen, the guys on the Eagle Hour said hello the next time you're down there. We love that lady, and we think you will too. Also want to thank our good friends at Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. You can check out their Facebook page and always enjoy a great freshly cooked dessert at Mobay Beignet on Hardy Street. We continue our conversation with Lee Roberts, who does all the home ESPN Plus play-by-play for basketball, and we did talk about that. I want to switch gears and talk about a sport that you obviously know a lot about. You don't really know about rebuilding football because you never played on a losing – you never had a losing season, did you, Lee Roberts?
No, I never did. I did lose an offensive coordinator during my time, but yeah, never had a situation where I had to have another head coach. There was a little bit of turnover in staff, but yeah, never was a rebuilding. I was kind of in the beginning stages of that era where, you know, Southern Miss had 16 or 18 consecutive winning seasons, and you know, proud to say that I was part of the beginning of that. So yeah, rebuilding a program is not easy, but I think Coach Huff has, you know, done a tremendous job putting some pieces together. And again, on paper, I think everything is starting to pan out and look really, really good.
Say that one more time. How many straight winning seasons? It's just, that's just music to my ears. 16 straight winning seasons, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just a tremendous era there. You know, and again, Southern Miss has got to get back to that.
And,
just, I think it'll happen.
You have to wonder how strong the tequila was when the guys were sitting around the table and said, hey, I got an idea. Let's fire Jeff Bauer. Don't you think it's time?
So, Lee, you obviously played in a different era of college football, and it is so upside down now. Your thoughts, and we've talked a lot about it here, how many Marshall players, Dima, did you say have transferred here?
It's 26.
And how many coaches?
Let me get it back.
Yeah, we got to go to the coaching tote board.
So, I think we're about five or six, seven.
In a sense, Lee, we almost have the Marshall football team replacing the Southern Miss football team. The schedule came out today. I was disappointed that we're not going to see Marshall play Marshall at Marshall, but that's apparently that's not going to happen.
I know that there's somebody really messed out right there. That was a no-brainer. You got to make that happen.
As a guy who played in the era where you had the same teammates around you for 4 years, your thoughts about this, all these players and all these coaches, it's almost as if two schools are changing out football programs. How do you see that, Lee Roberts?
Well, I think the NCAA has just, you know, they've kind of lost control in some way. But they're allowing this, you know, so kudos to, you know, Jeremy McClain and Coach Charles Huff and all those that have allowed this to bring these guys here. Obviously, these guys from Marshall don't, they're not coming here because they don't love Coach Huff. They're coming here because they respect him. They want to continue a winning tradition. And, you know, they know this is a program that can win, and they want to come here and do that. It was kind of interesting. The weekend that Southern Miss basketball played Marshall basketball at home, they introduced Coach Huff at the basketball game. There were about 20 recruits in town that were a lot of Marshall players as well. And that Friday night, they got to go on the field at the Rock and dress in some black and gold, and it was neat. They were actually celebrating on our field in our uniforms, but they were kind of celebrating the conference championship. And it's neat. They're bringing the championship mentality here.
How unbelievable is that?
It is kind of wild. But, you know, if they can come here and help turn this program around, I don't think anybody would ever bat an eye at it. But
no, you're right.
But I think at some point it will have to change. I mean, the transferring in the middle of the season, I wish they would kind of do away with that. You know, forcing kids that are NIL, you know, to really stick to a full year, play in bowl games, finish out their conference games, you know, or give some of the NIL money back. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be changed that I think would help. But right now, it's not. So kids are kind of free to do what they want.
And I'm curious to get your reaction to this. I was there when they introduced those kids, and I was a little surprised when Coach Huff introduced the quarterback as your quarterback, because it seems to me that what we've heard for the last, seven, 8 years is we're going to have a quarterback competition. Does that mean that it's decided? I mean, is there not going to be a quarterback competition? What do you think?
I mean, I think he's the quarterback, you know, of this team until somebody beats him out. I think that's just kind of the mentality of what Coach Huff was trying to say. And, you know, yeah, if you're John White or, you know, whatever, if you're sticking around, you got to compete and try to beat this guy out, or one, learn from him, you know. And so I think it's a good thing, you know, having a guy that you can say, hey, this is our guy, and you can go into the spring with him that way, and, you know, this team can continue to build around him. And I think that's what we've been missing the last several years.
Maybe Jack Abraham will come back and
Kelly, would you stop?
And I know I'm the comedic foil on this show. I get it. But in a way,
it's just the foil. I don't know about comedian.
Every time he makes a joke, we don't even know what to say.
Isn't it in a way, aren't we in a way the de facto champions of the Sun Belt?
No, we're not.
No, the players that won the championship.
We're the Southern Miss Thundering Herd.
You cannot say the team that went 1-11 is the de facto.
No, but the players that won it are now our players.
It does not matter.
Okay,
it doesn't matter.
They're not displaying the trophy.
All right,
the Duff Athletic Facility.
It doesn't matter. So, you optimistically, how you feel about all this?
No, I really am. I mean, you know, I've had a chance to sit down and talk to Coach Huff, and he's as solid as they come. And again, I think he's a guy that you know, I think it was a home run with bringing Blake Anderson in as well, and then he brings in his coordinator, defense coordinator, and special teams guy from Marshall. So, yeah, a lot of experience around the coaching staff, and that's just now that the staff is in place, it's time to get to work. I think spring ball will be here before we know it, and I think everybody will be looking forward to seeing exactly what we will look like. But yeah, no, I'm very optimistic.
One thing that's weird about these the new way the playoff is formatted is that the, you know, the championship game is January 20th, and for so many spring training, a lot of spring training is starting earlier now. So you're talking about the championship game on January 20th, maybe 4 weeks before spring training opens. I mean, it's just kind of funny that like this season is still going on for some teams, but like Southern Miss, they're just ready a month to get back on the field and start working for the next season.
Yeah, basically it's just going to become a year-round sport,
thing, right?
You know?
And we've joked about the number of Marshall players that have come to Southern Miss, but you're seeing with the hiring of Blake Anderson that there's starting to be some Utah State flavor,
right?
You know, as well. And that would make sense, Lee, since Coach Anderson's going to be on the offensive side of the ball, that he's bringing some, you know, offensive linemen with him, guys that he's used to knowing how they play.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think that's the beauty of this system and how this system works, that these kids can pick up and follow their coach, and you know, kudos to them for that opportunity.
How different though is that as a guy that played in the era where your teammates were all the same for 4 years? It's just for you, it has to be even odder to observe this, Lee.
You know, it is. I mean, because I was in an era where, you know, we brought in majority high school kids and they were the future of the program. I mean, you know, they would learn from the upperclassmen. And, you know, after a couple of years, you would step into that role and you'd be that starter. You know, unfortunately, it's just not that way this year. I mean, you can have a turnover of a team in a matter of a couple months.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happened. I mean, and what it does is, you know, when these kids finish school, you know, where will they call home? Like, you know, I mean,
exactly,
obviously if they graduate
right
from Southern Miss, then yeah, they could call that home. But you know, a lot of these kids, they're coming here maybe for one season. You know, will they come back ever to Southern Miss as an alumni? I really don't know. I don't know what that looks like in the future. Yeah, but
that's a really great
question.
And will they give money to the Alumni Association, you know, when they don't
right
have any ties to that?
Yeah.
Interesting stuff.
No, I agree. So it really kind of takes out that, you know, that tradition,
yeah,
you know, where kids come for several years. But again, this is the new era of college football.
It's the new world, my man. That's just the way it is.
But you could really, if you had a big enough scope, you could see it coming really 5 or 6 years ago, going down to travel softball, Bob, and travel baseball. It's kids, you know, if a kid was a pitcher, he'd play for Team A on Saturday, and then the next weekend a coach from Team B would call him and say, hey, we're short a player. And Lee, you know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that kid would then go pitch for Team B the next week. He wouldn't know anybody else on the team. And then the next mm-hmm weekend he'd go back and pitch for Team A. And lots of times you'd look around not even knowing who your third baseman is, not even never seen him before in your life. Mm-hmm. And this has been going on for 5 or 10 years. So it stands to reason now that it's gotten to the college level.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, you know, will it get better? I don't know. But it's an interesting thing right now for sure.
Lee, always good to have you on the show, man. This is your first appearance of many in 2025, we hope. And we thank you, my friend.
Hey, absolutely. Appreciate you guys. See you guys soon.
Lee Thanks. Roberts, everybody. Be doing the call tonight for the game on ESPN+.
So you don't get my point about us being the de facto champs?
We're not the de facto champs.
No, we're not. No.
Their players won the championship.
No. But that was after a 1-11 season.
Yes, yes.
You don't see the argument at all?
No,
huh?
There's no argument.
All right.
Golden Eagle. No, the Southern.
The Golden Herd.
The Golden Herd. There we go.
Or the Thundering Eagles.
I think that's it.
I like the Golden Herd.
I like the Golden Herd.
Put me down for the Thundering Eagles.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Lee Roberts, our good buddy, for coming on the show. He'll be doing the call tonight on the men's basketball game, 7 o'clock tip-off against Monroe. You should go to the Coliseum, obviously, and watch the team play. But if you can't, you can catch it on ESPN Plus with Lee Roberts. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this portion of our program. It's a great place maybe to grab a meal before the game tonight. That'd be fun. Get yourself a shrimp poor boy and then head on over to the ball game. 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the Rock. All right, the men in action, as we've been saying, against Monroe tonight, a big part of the men's basketball team, of course, is not only this year, but the last year was Kobe Montgomery, hoping to have a good game tonight. Kelly talked to him earlier this week in practice, and here's what Kobe had to say about the season.
Kobe, you guys are doing a lot of good things. Last Saturday, I thought you guys played pretty well. You spread the ball around, scoring-wise, just not translating into wins.
Yeah.
It's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, it definitely is frustrating. But like you said, we have been playing good, and I think those losses were two of our better losses, because in the past we've got beat by a lot. And I feel like we're growing as a team, even though we have lost though.
Early in the season, you guys were digging holes really deep in the first half. Yeah. I mean, where you just could not, you know, overcome them. That obviously you can check off the list. What are you guys doing better now that you weren't doing then that has allowed you to stay more competitive, particularly in the first half?
Not turning the ball over as much, swinging the ball more, getting more people involved, and not just individuals trying to take over the game on their own.
You guys have not had a consistent lineup because of injuries, because of sickness. Is that problematic? How do you deal with not having the same lineup, or does it matter?
I can say it can be a problem at sometimes, but I feel like in practice, like, we all get that chance to play with each other, so you just got to be ready for the moment when your time comes.
Okay, so what are you guys working on this week?
Getting prepared for ULM, strategizing to beat them and how we're going to beat them, how to guard mainly, and working on a couple of new offensive sets as well.
You guys just seem to be a completely different ball club at home than on the road.
Yeah.
And people talk about how difficult it is to win on the road, but just to a layperson that doesn't know basketball, I would think basketball is basketball. You go out, you should be able to win no matter where you play.
Yeah.
Educate me as to why it's difficult on the road more so than at home.
Just having that home court advantage is great to have. And then you got your fans behind you cheering you on when you're at home as well. And I feel like teams, when they play at home, they just feel like they got to play with more toughness just so they can keep those fans around. So that's why I feel like it's a little bit harder to win on the road.
Are rims different? Have you ever been at, are rims different from place to place?
Yeah, rims are different. Actually, some courts are different. I feel like some courts are more bouncier than others. And like you said, some rims is more harder, more stiff than others.
I guess you never think about that, but you guys are used to playing at Reed Green. You're used to the rims. You're used to how everything feels. It's just, it might be a comfort level.
Yeah, that's all it is, a comfort level. Like I said, we feel good at home. We got our fans cheering us on, hoping we do well. And
with the injury to Tegra, how have you guys had to change things without that power presence inside?
We've had to play smaller, play a little bit more faster, which was the goal anyways from the jump. But like I said, we didn't have to play a lot smaller, missing that big 7-foot presence in there.
The fact that you guys were so close this past weekend at ODU, but just didn't get it. How'd you handle that emotionally when you had it? You had the lead there even.
Never get too high, never get too low. It's always, well, I ain't gonna say it's always another game, but we got more games to come, so we just gotta keep being ready for the next ones.
Okay, and how are you guys better now than you were? We talked about the first half, but overall as a team, how are you guys better now than you were when the season started?
We're growing. Like I said, in the beginning, we a lot of turnovers, a lot of forced shots, a lot of individual play, but we moving the ball more, less turnovers, playing as a team.
What about the turnover factor? Why? What's the biggest key in not turning the ball over?
I would say,
because they're not necessarily steals.
Yeah, they're not. They're not. It's just really taking care of the ball, dribbling, watching where you dribble, and watching where your defender's at too.
Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about you personally. Now, tell me a hidden talent that you have that maybe people don't know about. Obviously, on the court, you're extremely talented, but is there a... Do you do magic on the side? Is there something else we need to know about Kobe Mondo?
The only other thing I really do outside of basketball is play the game, and I like to hang with my dog.
Okay, now, you got to be a gamer, yeah, right? So what's the go-to game?
I'm going to say right now, 2K.
Okay. Oh, 2K. Well, that would make sense, right? Okay, and I asked Brewer this, but when basketball ends, and hopefully it'll be not for a long, long time yet, what's the dream job? What do you want to do?
I really look forward to owning some businesses. I have seen some things about some NBA players, like owning Frenchies and like having them reproduce and selling them. I think that's a good business as well. But as far as like, I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't really know.
That's something to think about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's definitely something to think about.
Of course, if you got all those millions of dollars to invest, you could just take them and go to the house anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So who's the best 2K player on this team?
I'm going to say me. Well, I'm going to say me with confidence.
Well, let's just say that you can't. I can't.
Not
use
me.
You.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
who else?
Me?
Who gives you the most competition? We'll put it that way.
I'm going to say. I'm going to go with Denaje.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
I'm going to go with Denaje.
Okay, I think that's a good answer, even though I have no idea. That's a really good answer. Always good to talk to you, Kobe. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, Kobe Montgomery from the Southern Miss men's basketball team. Great kid, and always fun to talk to him, Kelly.
And you know, generally, early in a ball game, whether Kobe's going to be on shooting-wise or whether he's going to be off.
Right.
And I cite the Marshall game in particular. He made like 3 3-point shots right in a row. And immediately Marshall called a timeout. They reworked their defense to focus on Kobe Montgomery, because if he gets hot, you cannot let him open. You know, if you want to win the game.
Especially in that back corner.
Right. And that baseline shot.
Yeah, that's his shot.
He loves that shot in the corner. If he's hot, that's another element that other teams are going to have to deal with going forward.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
We'll see tonight.
Yeah, they got to win this one tonight.
Yeah, because as we kind of mentioned, you know, if you happen to stub your toe and lose to Monroe, you'd have to think that most of the teams in the league are going to beat Monroe.
Right.
So that's actually in a tiebreak situation.
See, like to me, it feels like the one seed, maybe even the two seed, is kind of out of reach for this team.
Versus, say again?
The one seed and the two seed in the tournament seems out of reach for this team.
The Southern Miss team?
Yeah.
But I'm not sure, because Arkansas State lost last weekend.
Well, I don't know.
You know, the game tonight between Arkansas State and South Al is going to tell a really big story.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know if South Al is a pretender or a contender. And they're going to find out tonight. They've got the Red Wolves in Mobile. So if they happen to beat Arkansas State tonight, now you're talking about a flip story of maybe South Al being the team to beat and not Arkansas State.
All right, the women play Monroe in Monroe, and actually, because of threatening weather, they're going to tip that off in an hour and 15 minutes. They're going to play at 3:00 this afternoon. Missy Bilderback, who is a local young lady in a lot of ways and coached at Jones, and her husband was a longtime football coach at Columbia High School, is the coach at Monroe, and I think considered to be one of the bright young coaching stars in women's basketball. Is that fair to say?
She's been successful at every level she's coached at, and I'm not talking about, you know, a winning percentage of 52%. I'm talking like 75.
Yeah, I think it's like 74 plus.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. But she comes from a coaching background. Her dad's a Hall of Fame high school football coach, Perry Wheat, who coached at Purvis, Forest County, AHS, McGee, all these places. So she comes by it honestly. She comes. Yeah.
They're pretty good under her, obviously getting better. They have a number of former Southern Miss players on that team. And I think they probably have a run at it on the women's side. I think they can do some noise in the Sun Belt.
Well, they made it to the semifinals last season and obviously put Southern Miss out. And so, you know, they've had some historical really good attempts in the tournament, and hopefully they can get over the hump, maybe even this year, maybe next year.
And no disrespect to Monroe, but it's been more difficult than probably other places in the Sun Belt to recruit players to come in this transfer portal situation. But when Missy Bilderback got there, almost immediately they were bringing in players that they never had a shot to get before. Yeah. So if nothing else, she's worth her weight in gold right there. Just the fact that young women are, you know, would consider going to Monroe when in the past it just hasn't been an option. And it's paying dividends for them.
Yeah, and they really have stolen some really good Southern Miss players off that team. I think of like Lauren Gross, you know, getting taken from Southern Miss.
I think two more left the team last year and went over there. Yeah. All right, when we come back, Dean will have news and notes. We'll wrap up this edition of the Eagle Hour. But on our way out, don't forget about Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful. Their showroom is too. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Genesis of Hattiesburg. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They're on Hardy Street. That is a state-of-the-art baseball and softball training facility. Beautiful facility inside. Great pro shop, DBAT, Hardy Street. We appreciate all they do. Into Bay Springs Water is a sponsor of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. It is Dima's favorite. It is Mississippi-owned and operated Into Bay Spring Water from a natural spring. Where, Dima?
In Stone County.
Premium water with unmatched purity, nothing stripped, and what, Dima?
Nothing added.
Freshness you can taste.
Hydration you can feel.
Their bottles won't collapse.
But your hydration will.
Your thirst will. Kelly, quit covering it up. Available at Corner Market.
He's covering up my lines.
Yeah, give them a try. You deserve Into Bay Spring Water. All right, news and notes, Dima.
All right, news and notes. Let's go through the Sun Belt basketball slate tonight. James Madison on the road at Marshall out there in Huntington, West Virginia. No, there's no Southern Miss players playing in that game tonight in Marshall. Texas State at Troy. Another.
Do we get to pick these games?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're not picking these games.
Okay.
That'd take forever.
All right.
And then ODU on the road at Louisiana. As we've already talked about it a lot on this show, ULM taking the road at Southern Miss tonight. Southern Miss getting 8.5. And Kelly, you said you take that bet, 8.5.
I thought they'd be like a 7-point favorite. So I'm saying, I don't know, I might take the points and ULM.
So you're going to take ULM to cover the points, but Southern Miss to win out straight up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and then really the game of the night is Arkansas State taking the road at South Alabama.
Can we pick that one? What do you think of that one? What do you think, Dima?
I'm going to take the home team in Sun Belt basketball. I feel like you got to pick the home team.
You know what? Arkansas State, I think, is a better team, but South Alabama is hot right now, so I would take the Jags too, Bob. What say you?
Yeah, I like South Alabama.
And we're all picking Southern Miss tonight, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. All right, women's.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
I'm covering his Indebase script again, so he can't go back.
All right, so the women's basketball, there's already a game that has been concluded, Troy beating App State. So 85-68, as Mr. Bob mentioned, Southern Miss and Louisiana Monroe getting ready to go here in about an hour. That game is on ESPN+. ULL is playing at South Alabama tonight at 5, so that game is a precursor to the men's game. And then Marshall on the road at James Madison. Do we all have the women beating ULM?
No.
No.
I don't either. All right. We are all in agreement.
Hope they do. Hope they do, yeah. Obviously.
And then the two semifinal college football playoff games, we're going to pick those. We pick college games all year, and I want to remind everybody that I did win that
the regular
pool.
Season.
And I want to also remind everybody that he kept up with all the picks.
Yeah, he kept the score. It's amazing
to
me.
I'm not saying that's a coincidence, yeah. But I'm just saying.
Whoever keeps the score usually wins. Yeah. Have you noticed that?
He trailed the entire year until the last week.
Right.
I noticed.
Yeah. Well, y'all can go back and count everything back up. It was all fair. All right, Notre Dame and Penn State. The Nittany Lions are 1-point underdogs to the Fighting Irish for the Orange Bowl, a chance in the playoff and the national championship.
I told you, I don't sleep on Penn State. I'm taking the Nittany Lions.
Nah. I watched Notre Dame bully Georgia.
What's your score, Kelly?
How about 21-17?
I like the Fighting Irish, and I'm pulling for them after watching how patriotic they were in New Orleans. And it was fun watching them play, Dima. I love Big Ten football. I like the big guys lining up and running the football. And I like Notre Dame tonight, 28-20.
Yeah, see, I'm going to pick Penn State. I think Penn State's offense, I trust their offense more than Notre Dame's. I'm going to take them very low scoring, 20-17 over the Fighting Irish. And then tomorrow night's the Cotton Bowl. If you're trying to get to the Cotton Bowl, like you know, I am trying to do, you might need either an ice skating rink to get over there or something to get over the ice. But Ohio State taking on the Texas Longhorns. Ohio State's a 6-point favorite for the Cotton Bowl. Who meets Penn State for you, Kelly, in the national championship?
I know you're not going to want to hear this, Dima, but I'm taking Texas in the state of Texas, and it might come down to a last-second kick. I got Texas by 2 points.
Okay. Well, I want to see a non-SEC national championship game, and I think Ohio State's probably the hottest team in the country right now. I like Ohio State. I like Ohio State 31-28.
Well, the Ohio State team was built to win games like these, and if they keep playing like they were the last 2 weeks, I think they win this game with ease, 34-17, Ohio State over Texas.
So that would be a Big Ten.
That would be
possibly
for me all Big Ten championship game, and for you it would be Texas, Penn State, and then for him it'd be Notre Dame, Ohio State.
But
so we're all different.
But Penn State's in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah, but and Notre Dame isn't.
That's right. Yeah. Texas now is the only SEC team.
Did you see he kind of backtracked, but the Penn State coach said he thought it was unfair that Notre Dame wasn't in a conference, and Notre Dame basically goes, bow, wow, wow. We're keeping all the money, loser.
Notre Dame earned their keep. You know,
Still think, why in the heck are they not in the Big Ten? I mean, come on. What do they do?
Yeah. Well, they're keeping all the money for themselves.
And, Bob,
are you not in the Big Ten?
Tip-off tonight at 7 o'clock at the Greenhouse. Bob, a shout-out to DJ Cujo tonight, who handles all the music. You know,
he handled this young man's music, and as I was telling y'all during the break, came dressed appropriately, handled himself with great dignity. I was very impressed.
Thank you, DJ Cujo. You did amazing at our wedding.
He was very impressive, very professional at your wedding, no question.
And
he
if
can
the
read
band,
the room.
And if the band is not there, man, it's great. On time with the music. Might be just a tad loud for us older folks, but I get it.
A tad?
Well, but again, us older folks.
Maybe a lot.
Everything's a lot. Everything's too loud.
You know it's loud when it's loud and you're having trouble hearing to begin with. Right?
Biden wouldn't fall asleep.
He's just mad that Cujo doesn't play Dweezil Zappa. You know?
I'm going to talk to him about that tonight when I get there. All right, we're back on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and we'll be at Ramey's down in Purvis, one of our favorite spots to go.
Casey Fisher on the show tomorrow as well.
And they'll have a lot of snacks for Kelly.
Of course. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.